The Anchorage Assembly last night unanimously passed a new plan to better accommodate bicycles as a basic mode of transportation in Alaska's largest city. APRN's Steve Heimel reports that the plan's supporters expect the plan to put a lot more people on bicycles if it succeeds in making it safer to ride.
Planners started by asking the city's bicycle users what they wanted and went on to analyze the pattern of collisions between cyclists and motor vehicles. The result is a detailed map of where and how to change existing bike paths or create new ones. Among the startling findings that led to the plan is the fact that a bicyclist on the sidewalk is 20 times more likely to have a collision with a vehicle than a bicyclist on the road. Brian Lippmans is president of the organization Bicycle Commuters of Anchorage.
It's in fact more dangerous to travel on sidewalks than it is to be out on the road. And the major reason is that when you're out on the road, you're more visible and your behavior is more predictable for motorists.
The plan envisions more and more designated bicycle lanes on existing roads. Anchorage and Sitka are the only Alaska communities to have earned the League of American Bicyclists bicycle-friendly designation. Anchorage in part because of an impressive network of trails threading down green belts all over town, following creeks and most of the city's coastline. Those paths have been hugely successful and used by all sorts of people, walkers, runners, rollerbladers, tourists, and others. But high fuel prices and environmental concerns have prompted growing numbers of the city's residents to use bicycles to commute, and the recreational or multi-use trails are not ideal or safe for commuting speeds. Lippmann's organization suspects there are many in the city who would bicycle more if it was safer. In fact, he thinks the plan's goal of doubling bicycle use within 20 years may be met way ahead of time.
What we've seen elsewhere in the United States is when you start putting bicycle infrastructure into a city and provide a safe place for bicyclists to travel where they don't feel threatened, where they feel confident to get on their bicycle and go by bike instead of getting in the car, that they meet these goals in a matter of a few years rather than 20. So I don't see why that's any different, should be any different for Anchorage. I think we'll see significant increase in bicycle ridership once we start implementing the bicycle plan.
The plan itself does not authorize spending any money. That'll take separate actions by the assembly. But many transportation projects are funded by the federal government and already require multiple modes of transportation to be addressed. At a minimum, this plan will set directions for how that money gets spent. Bicyclists showed up in force at the assembly's hearing, totally maxing out the building's two bicycle racks and anything else they could lock up too. There was one amendment which would have barred bicycles from the Alaska Railroad right-of-way. It was defeated. The final vote was unanimous. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.